We're talking about the Tubbs Fire report from Cal Fire. PG&E not to blame. We have a variety of guests talking about that same issue over the course of the next hour. And we begin with a guy who knows this personally and professionally. Roy Miller is here. He's an attorney representing many of the people affected by the Tubbs Fire and the North Bay fires of 2017. And Roy is also in that unfortunate club, that very large club of people who lost their homes during the fires. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. I wish I wasn't part of that club, by
the way. I know. Nobody wants to be there. Nobody wants to be there.
Absolutely not.
Here we are 15 months later. We've been waiting really on pins and needles to get this report from Cal Fire. Your first reaction to it?
My first reaction was I was completely shocked. And I didn't believe it simply because we've already done our investigation and we sifted the zinc property with Cal Fire and with PG&E experts last winter. And given what we knew and the witnesses we had, I simply didn't believe it. So what we did, of course, and the timing was very odd because they always release the reports after the markets close on a Friday. They never do it midday, and they never do it during the week because billions of dollars are at stake. And they just blow this thing out on a Thursday, the week before PG&E is supposed to declare bankruptcy, was very...
Yeah, the timing is suspect.
That's a kind way to put it. So what we did is we read the report. It's 80 heavily redacted pages. We read it, and we read it again. And then we looked at each other, John Givens and I, who I work with, and it's like, this is BS. And as I'm sitting here right now, I'm not worried at all. I spent yesterday afternoon trying to reassure many of the 1,200 people we represent that all is not lost, because most of those people are Tubbs Fire survivors, that this conclusion was drawn by Cal Fire.
And who are experts in the field, let's say that.
Well, their own experts ruled out the zinc property. Their own electrical engineers ruled out the zinc property.
And we're talking about the private property, which Cal Fire says was where the fire began, the Tubbs Fire initiated on that piece of private property.
That's correct. They ruled out her property as a source of ignition and instead concluded this very expensive 15-month investigation saying an unknown event caused the fire. Yet we have... all this information, we provided Cal Fire with evidence of the fuses that were left behind by PG&E that night. And we turned that over. We turned over video evidence that showed the fire started low on Bennett Lane, not farther up on the zinc property. And that was left out of the report. So after looking at the fact that their own experts ruled out the zinc property as being the source of the fire and ruled out her private equipment as being the source of the fire, we're very comfortable in sticking with our original theory that PG&E's equipment is responsible. And that's based on looking at the fuses on the PG&E lines and their equipment. It's very clear to us. And if you go there and you can see the burn patterns on the side of the tree facing the road, the fire went uphill. And fires start in one point and it moves in a V pattern. And the Cal Fire experts flew over the site and confirmed it. So
you're not buying the Cal Fire report, correct?
The conclusion was splashed everywhere, and everyone, including apparently our politicians, didn't read the report, and they threw up their hands and are now worried. If people actually read the report and actually consider what they found and didn't find, I'm not worried at all, and we have the world's best expert anyway, so my point is bring it on. Give me a court date.
And that's the one thing we wanted to talk to you about. But I will say, you know, in defense of our politicians, that it's a difficult report to get through. And it does take a little bit of time to do that. So I would think if we have any of those conversations next week and they're still not up to speed, that's when I'll start, you know, running around with my arms flailing. But Roy, of course, I think for all of us, even those of us who didn't lose our homes, our first thoughts when this report came out yesterday were for the fire survivors who did lose their homes.
Absolutely.
And hoping that this didn't mean the end of the line for many of them when it comes to their ability to stay in Sonoma County.
And that's what many of my clients have been talking about, because they're so underinsured and they've been fighting for so long to try to get what insurance they had out of their carriers, and I've been helping them with that. And these people were despairing, crying on the phone.
Yeah,
you can see from the emails that they were just absolutely devastated. And when you compare this devastation that these people were expressing to me with the information I can see on the report, it was very angering because they came to a conclusion that's the opposite of what their experts found. So I told all of my clients in an email blast last night, do not lose hope. This is not done. What we want is we want our day in court, because every day people are put to proof. Lawyers are put to proof. We prove cases every day in court. We are as ready now as we were at the beginning of this thing to prove it. And that means that we're going to be bringing Cal Fire's own electrical engineers in there to help us prove our case, because they do.
Okay, so in your view, it is by no means over, and that view is shared by many, many others. Here's what we're wondering. Should PG&E declare bankruptcy as early as next week, although that could be delayed, but should they declare bankruptcy, what effect will that have, given that the report is out now? What effect would that bankruptcy have on any court proceedings?
Bankruptcy will pause the court case. That's the way bankruptcy works. And then the judge is going to want to see a plan to reorganize, find out how much PG&E owes, what are the claims? So we're working up our client's proof of claims right now and see what PG&E's plan is. And we, as claimants, including my family, are going to be in that room. And we're going to see what PG&E proposes. And if they propose to basically toss tub survivors to the curb and say, forget it, we're going to ask the judge to be released from the stay and go after PG&E in court, as we've been planning to do so all along. Bankruptcy means that we have another level of pain to deal with, another level of stress and uncertainty, but I believe in the righteousness of our case. And I would not be here, and I would not be fighting as hard as I've fought if I did not believe they were responsible. And that means we've got to prove it in a Sonoma County courtroom? Fine, let's go.
And some people, I'll tell you, it just over the last 20 hours or so have been asking me, saying things like, listen, you know, the attorneys came to town. In your case, you were already here in town.
Yes.
Banners ablazing and lots of radio and TV commercials, et cetera. Are they going to just wrap things up and go back to their offices now that this report has been released?
Based on our conversations with the other major groups and the fact that we have the preeminent expert in the field, we're not going anywhere. This report changes absolutely nothing. We're not going to bail on our clients. I got a call personally from Michael Watts, our lead litigator, to call me, since I'm a client of his too. He said, we ain't going anywhere, Roy. This thing is not over. The plan is the same, and we're going to prove our case in court. Nothing changed. And I want people to understand that we're not running away.
Yeah, that's an important thing for people, because though there are so many that are on the fence, not just emotionally on the fence in terms of rebuilding or remaining in Sonoma County, but financially on the fence. And I think so many of those people, as you know, Roy, were counting on some kind of, you know, monetary compensation from PG&E, and without it, may well have to change plans completely.
I tried to tell every single client of ours, all 1,200 of them, to not rely on a particular amount from PG&E, to plan around whatever insurance monies you have. Don't cash in your 401ks, and don't think there's a pot necessarily at the end of the rainbow. That money from PG&E can be for phase two of whatever you're doing with your lives. Do not count on it. But so many people are so underinsured that they are.
That's the problem.
So to us, the game is on, and we're going to go and prove it. And this is unfortunate, but it's not fatal by any stretch.
And one of the things that we take a look at in a larger picture, Roy, is what eventually this will mean for our entire community. And that because depending on how many people feel the need and do indeed move out and others move in, it changes the complete, you know, complexity and atmosphere of the community at whole.
I worry about that because I know that the Press Democrat said 6,000 and something people have left. That number is very low. Very low. And I want the people who are from here and have lived here, I want them to stay here because they help make this place what it is.
Yeah.
If it changes, though, then it changes. But we need to do all we can to help people stay here, which is why I'm happy to see that Coffee Park rebuilding is moving along pretty well. Larkfield is now catching up. Unfortunately, my area of Wickiup is not. Only 2 of the 12 homes on my street are being rebuilt right now, including mine. And Fountain Grove is also slow.
Yeah.
But I think people need to stay the course. And they wouldn't have lived here if they didn't love it here. But they just need to be patient and not give up.
Well, that we're going to leave it right there for that part of the conversation. Roy, I'm glad you were here this morning. Thanks. This is these are questions affecting so many Sonoma County residents.
Thank you for having me.
I'm happy you were here, and we'll see what happens next week. Everything could change on a dime.
Yes.
But your bottom line is it ain't over.
Not even close.
All right. That is Attorney Roy Miller on KSRO.